Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything.
I want to look at the playoff scenarios for Week 17, Pain Day NFL style. So in the AFC, teams that have clinched, the Bills have won the Eastern Division title. The Chiefs have won the West. The Ravens are in. They haven't clinched the division. Neither have the Bengals, but the Bengals are in as well. And the Chargers have made the playoffs. As for the Bills, they got Cincinnati on the road this week on Monday Night Football. How delicious is that? And then next week, the final game of the season against New England in Orchard Park. And Buffalo clinches home field advantage and the AFC's lone first round bye with a win and a Kansas City loss. As for the Bengals, this week it's Buffalo on Monday night at home in the jungle. And then week 18, Baltimore at home in the jungle. Cincinnati clinches the AFC North Division title with a win and a Baltimore loss or tie, or a Cincinnati tie and a Baltimore loss. What about the Dolphins? They're now 8-7 this week at New England, Sunday at 1. Next week, the final game against the Jets at Hard Rock in South Florida. Miami clinches a playoff berth with a Miami win plus a Jets loss or tie, or a Miami tie plus a Jets loss plus a Pittsburgh loss or tie. Now let's look at the NFC. Clinched already? The Vikings. They won the North Division title. The Niners, the West Division title. The Cowboys and Eagles both have playoff berths locked up. As for the Giants, this week they take on the Colts at Snoopy and East Rutherford at 1 o'clock. Next week, they finish the season at the Link in Philadelphia against the Eagles. Now, the Giants can clinch a playoff berth with a win this Sunday or a Giants tie plus a Seattle loss or tie plus a Washington loss or tie, or a Giants tie plus a Seattle loss or tie plus a Detroit loss or tie, or a Giants tie plus a Washington loss or tie plus a Detroit loss or tie plus a Green Bay loss or tie, or a Seattle loss plus a Washington loss, or a Seattle loss plus a Detroit loss plus a Green Bay loss or tie, or lastly, a Washington loss plus a Detroit loss plus a Green Bay loss. What about the Eagles? They have New Orleans this week at the Link at 1 o'clock in Philly. Next week they finish with the Giants at home at the Link as well. Now, Philadelphia clinches the NFC East division title with a win or a tie or a Dallas loss or tie. Philadelphia clinches home field advantage and the NFC's lone first round bye with a Philadelphia win or a Philly tie plus a Minnesota loss or tie, or a Dallas loss or tie plus a Minnesota loss plus a San Francisco loss or tie. What about the Tampa Bay Bucks? They have Carolina this week at Raymond James in Tampa at 1 o'clock. Then they finish at the Benz in Hottown against the Falcons next week on the 8th. Tampa Bay clinches the NFC South Division title with a win against Carolina this week. And what about the Washington Commanders? They play Cleveland at home Sunday at 1 o'clock, and they finish with Dallas at home on the 8th. Washington clinches a playoff berth with a win, plus a Seattle loss, plus a Detroit loss, plus a Green Bay loss or tie. Now, how about this? The cover rates for underdogs by month during the regular season over the last 10 years. In September, it's 54.8%. In October, 51.9%. In November, 52.6%. December, it dips to 48%. And how about January? Underdogs covering 57% of the time. So here are the over rates by month if you're a totals better. September, 50%. October, 49.8%. November, 49.5%. December, 45.7%. And how about this one? January, during the playoffs, 50.6% are overs. A lot of people think the spreads have been too high. That's why there's all these dogs covering, and the totals have been lowered too far. So away teams are 115, 118, and 7, 49.4% against the spread. Home teams, 118, 115, and 7, that's 50.6% against the spread. Favorites, 97, 116, and 7, that's just 45.5%. Dogs, 116, 97, and 7, that's 54.5% against the spread. Away favorites, 38, 50, and 3, that's 43.2%. Home dogs, 50, 38, and 3, that's 56.8%. Away dogs, 74, 66, and 4, that's 52.9%. Home favorites, 66, 74, and 4, just 47.1%. The overs, there's been 106 for 44.2%. Unders, 132 of them for 55%. Two pushes, 0.8%. So Dallas is laying 9.5 at the Titans. The Cowboys, 9-6 against the spread. 9-6 overs to unders. And they've had five straight games go over, 2-3 against the spread in that stretch. The Titans, 8-6-1 against the spread. 5-10, 10 unders. The Titans have lost five straight and failed to cover all five of those games. And the unders are 3-2. And obviously that Cowboy-Titan game is tonight in Nashville. Sunday, the Panthers at the Bucks. The Panthers are 8-7 against the spread. 7-8 in over-unders, so 8 unders. The Panthers have covered five of their last six games. And each of the past three have gone over the number. Meanwhile, the Bucs are 3-11-1 against the spread, 4-11 with 11 unders. The Bucs started the season 2-0 against the spread, and then it was just a disaster. Carolina is laying, it's Tampa minus 3, so Carolina is getting the 3 at Raymond James. Bears and Lions, Lions laying 5.5 at Ford Field. Bears 5-9-1 against the spread. 10-5 in over-unders, so 10 overs. Lions, 10-5 against the spread, 10-5 overs. The Lions had seven straight covers until they failed to cover against Carolina when they got whacked in Charlotte last week. So Washington's minus 2 against the Browns. The Browns are 7-7-1 against the spread, 7-7-1 in over-unders. The Browns have played in five straight unders. The Commanders 7-7-1 against the spread, 5-10 to the under. They had a 6-0-1 stretch against the spread, but the Commanders have failed to cover in three straight. The Giants are laying 3.5 to the Colts at Snoopy. The Colts are 6-9 against the spread, 5-10 to the under. The Colts have failed to cover three of their last four. The Giants are 11-4 against the spread, 6-9 to the unders. The G-Men have covered four of their last five games. The Falcons are laying 3.5 to the Cards at the Benz in Hottown. Cards 7-8 against the spread, 8-6-1 to the over. Falcons 8-7 against the spread, 6-9 to the under. The Falcons have had four straight and 6 of 7 go under. Kansas City's laying 13.5 to the Broncos at Arrowhead. Broncos 6-9 against the spread, 4-11 to the under. The Chiefs are 6-9 against the spread, terrible, 7-8 to the under. The Jags are laying 4 at Houston. The Jags are 7-8 against the spread, 8-7 to the over. The Jags have covered in 3 straight and a 4-1 stretch for the over. The Texans are 7-7-1 against the spread, 6-9 to the under. How about the Texans? They've covered 3 straight against the spread and under betters 5-2 in their last 7. Dolphins laying 1.5 at New England. Dolphins 7-8 against the spread, 7-8 to the under. Pats 7-7-1 against the spread, 6-9 to the under. The Finns are 4-7 against the spread in their last 6. Make that last 11 regular season games played in December or January. The Eagles are laying 7 to the Saints in Philly. Eagles 8-7 against the spread, 10-5 to the over. Saints 6-9 against the spread, 6-9 to the under. The Jets are laying 2.5 at Seattle. The Jets are 8-7 against the spread, 5-10 to the under. Seahawks 6-9 against the spread, 8-7 to the over. The Niners are laying 5 at Vegas against the Raiders. The Niners 10-5 against the spread, 7-8 to the under. Raiders 7-8 against the spread, 7-7-1 in totals. Packers laying 3 to the Vikings. Vikings 6-8-1 against the spread, 10-5 to the over. Packers 7-8 against the spread, 7-8 to the under. Chargers laying 6.5 to the Rams. Rams 5-9-1 against the spread, 6-9 to the under. Chargers 9-5-1 against the spread, 6-9 to the under. So those are all the 1 and 4 o'clock games in the NFL this week.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.